And welcome back to Pella Dutch Live. An exciting win here at home during homecoming. Pella knocks off DCG number 15 in 4A 3-2. Here with one of the players of the game, senior Mia Warner. She served me a wonderful, delicious glass of lemonade yesterday at homecoming, and I knew it was good luck. I told coach, or I told principal Adam Beckel right after, I'm like, Katie and Mia were serving me. They've got to have some magic, right? It's homecoming. Mm-hmm. That's not what it was. It was a really fun five sets, though, Mia. What was it like to be able to be in this kind of a battle? Just a really fun back and forth all night.
Honestly, it gave us, like, so much excitement. Like, we were just all so into it, and we were like, it's homecoming. Like, we want to win this five-set match right now. And, like, we kind of started down each set, but we were like, we're going to win it because we just wanted it more today.
Well, and what made this set so fascinating, or this match so fascinating, is that each set, the eventual team that won it was down big early in it. Mm-hmm. And for you to win all three of them, you were down big in all three. What was different tonight about that? Because even last week against Oskaloosa, you got down in all three sets and weren't able to overcome that. What was working well here that allowed you to get on these 4-, 5-, and 6-point rallies that put you right back in it?
I think we're all just kind of on a high of homecoming. We were like, we don't really want to lose this because it'd be kind of suck.
Of course.
But, like, we just, like, we've built so much trust since the start of the year. And, like, we just now, like, know who we're playing next to. And it just feels so, like, natural now.
That felt like, to me, too, one of the big keys was serving. And that's what got you back in it, whether it was Katie Pollock early, Kylie Heemstra. You had a couple big service runs. Bryn did as well. It felt like, in nights where things haven't gone well for you, so much is determined on your serve receipt. Mm-hmm. The service side was huge tonight.
Yes.
And what's that like then, and how does that set you up as a team when you do get those big service runs and get some aces and get that momentum?
It just kind of like builds on our high, and we're like, okay, we're going to keep pushing the gas pedal. Like, we're not going to let up. We want to win this as like by as much as we can, and we just kind of keep hammering at them.
Well, and you had a big offensive night too, and it really, you were just kept getting fed on that left side. Mm-hmm. Most of the time it worked, and then in set five it felt like they were stuffing you a little bit. Jasmine was a little bit off. You're down 11-5. What's going through your mind then, knowing that that's such a tough deficit to come back from, and what allowed you to pull through and ultimately get that fifth set?
Honestly, I think it just came down to who wanted it more, and we started to realize, like, we just need to get the ball over because our defense was killing it tonight. We got passes up. We got the ball over after a great set and everything. So I think at the end of the night, we just wanted it more than they did.
And what do you hope this does for the team going forward then? This is a big win. It's a ranked team. They've had a really good season. They were undefeated in the conference. They did something similar to Indianola on their home floor, and you were inches away from losing that there at the end, and you were able to come through. You know, what do you hope this does then for the team? Because we're about halfway through the season.
I hope it just, like, makes the younger girls realize that we can hang with really any team if we set our minds and, like, we put all of our heart into the game. Like, we are literally unstoppable. We can get to any point throughout the rest of this year, and we're going to do that by working hard in practice and giving it our all.
And the other thing that I thought was really huge tonight and has been kind of the story of the season, Coach Peterson told me in the season preview that we're going to look different almost every night, and that has been the case. The new libero you had Saturday coming into this weekend. Schmitz comes in and has a really big first set. There have been different faces. Elena Harkey had the best set night of her career, and what does that say about this team that on any given night you might be the best player one night, and the next you might be on the bench, and how do you hope to kind of keep girls confident knowing that it could be anybody on any given night?
Yeah, I just think we just have so much trust in every girl in the program. Like, at any point, we think that any of the girl on the JV team could come up and play with us. We're all kind of in this one little area, and it just depends who's on that night, and we support whoever's playing, and we just give so much love to the girls that are on the court, off the court, cheering us on, and we just appreciate everyone that's playing.
And how does this kind of a night then set you up for the second half of the season, knowing that this is going to be a postseason kind of game or a late season conference against an Indianola or Pella Christian? You know, what do you think this is really going to give your team then going forward? And what are the real things then you want to build on?
I think it just kind of is exciting. Like, we're like, sky's the limit right now. Like, we're just kind of going on this high, and we're going to work hard every day at practice from here on out and hopefully get to the state tournament.
That's the ultimate goal, and that's senior Mia Warner. A huge night tonight, 17 kills, 5 service aces in a 5-set win over DCG. Mia, congratulations on the big win. Happy homecoming to you. Enjoy the rest of the week, and we'll see you soon.
Thank you.